WAKY China Grove, the Doobie Brothers, and Chris Shannon. It's 5:54. Bill Bailey is next.
Look at that, Reed Yaden. Swing along with that music. Now, from what year do we borrow that one, Reed? Can you tell me that?
That was 1953.
1953, huh? Okay, let me check my cover and I'll find out for us. 1953. I think it was before that, wasn't it? The World is Waiting for the Sunrise. Seems to me I was listening to that when I was a kid, which was 1942, I think. I don't remember. I don't want to remember. That's the truth of the matter. We have a number of very important things we want to attend to this morning. First of all, we got a complaint about the garbage truck blocking the alley out here. We got a complaint, too, about some of our hierarchy here at the Super 79 parking out in the alley here, and the police cars never bother them. But when a poor old Duke of Louisville parks his car out there, away it goes. So what else do we have to complain about this morning, Reed?
Listen, I think you're off to a real good start, William.
Well, I thought I'd bring up those two subjects, and the third subject is, I have the victim of my assault sitting here to my left this morning, and I thought to placate my own conscience, I thought perhaps it might be the only right thing, if I am a man, to apologize to him for the terrible way in which I assaulted him yesterday morning. This is Chris. Chris, how are you? Hope you're not too mad at me this morning.
No.
Yesterday, I was, frankly, I was very offensive with this big mouth of mine yesterday morning. I think Mr. Yaden will agree with this. I said a few things about Chris that I shouldn't have said. First of all, I said he was fat. Well, to begin with, there's nothing wrong with being fat because I've told you all along, and I meant that. I'm being truthful about that. I see nothing wrong with being overweight. If a guy or a gal is happy and is healthy, being overweight, that's fine. And there are a number of doctors who agree with that. But truthfully, you're not really fat, are you? He's just big. I wish I were a little bit bigger, then I wouldn't have to go through all this karate stuff to protect myself. Anyway, I'm very sorry about bringing up that subject, and let's see what else. I said quite a few things I shouldn't have said. I'm very sorry I did say them. I know I hurt Chris, and I also hurt his mother, who is a very fine woman. So, Chris, if you would, please, I'd appreciate if you'd accept my apology.
Apology accepted.
Because I do mean it sincerely. There isn't too often that I shoot my mouth off not knowing what I'm saying, but yesterday morning, I just lost control, and for no good reason. I'll tell you what it is, and I don't mind admitting this, too. Frankly, it was the nervous state of, how shall I put this now, of a repenting drunk, I believe. My nerves are on edge. It's been 4 months since I've had a drink. What is it, Reed? What are you covering your mouth for?
William, you're telling the truth today.
You're darn right I'm telling the truth. I may as well face it, man. My nerves are on edge because I haven't had a drink in 4 months.
Homerama 73, now through October 14th. There's more to see at Homerama 73.
Maybe I'm saying something I shouldn't say, but I'm going to say it because I think a guy should receive credit when he deserves credit. This guy works hard for his money, works hard for himself, and he works hard to help his mother. And I think that's very fine because I did the very same thing. I frankly didn't think there were any young men around who cared anything about their parents anymore.